fans, as we look at baseball and the history of baseball, there's some days that stand out more than others. And for our dear friend Lowell Cohn, one of the outstanding sports writers, of course, in Bay Area history, and he's got a new book out as well. Believe it or not, on May 30th, of 1962, and it was the return of the Los Angeles Dodgers to New York to take on the new fledgling New York Mets. And Lowell Cohn was there that day when the Mets pulled off their first triple play in their history. Yes, the Mets pulled off a triple play on May 30th of 1962. Lowell Cohn was there. He was there with his dad. It's a touching story, and here's Lowell Cohn to tell us.
It's a story that happened in 1962. I was a teenager living in Brooklyn. The Dodgers had left in 1958, and that left me heartbroken. In 1962, Memorial Day weekend, they were coming back for the first time to play the Mets, who really were not a very good team. And my dad said, let's go to the game. Let's go to the doubleheader. The thing about my dad, he was what you call legally blind. He really couldn't see hardly at all. He was a lawyer, and he could sometimes get by with a magnifying glass or if I read to him, but he couldn't see things very well. And this is the background for this story. So we got on the subway in Brooklyn at Avenue M. We had gone out and gotten turkey sandwiches. I remember that, turkey on rye. And we went up on the subway to the Polo Grounds. And Marty, I'd never been to the Polo Grounds in my life. For whatever reason, the Giants weren't as popular as the Dodgers and Yankees. I had been to Ebbets Field a million times and Yankee Stadium a lot of times. Now I come to the Polo Grounds on the subway, the strange station, these strange streets. And I get into this place where the Giants played, but I had never gone to see them. And it's where the Mets are going to be until they build them Shea Stadium. And it looked like a piece of history, but like a relic from an ancient civilization. It was all old wood and that strange center field and the clubhouse built up the stairs. I had never seen anything like that. Anyway, it was a hot day. My dad and I were in left field watching this doubleheader. And of course, the Mets were having a lot of trouble. And in the second game, the Dodgers had a terrific team. They got Wills on second, Gilliam on first, nobody out, and Willie Davis, who was a terrific player and a great runner and a great outfielder, was up. He hit a shot to shortstop to Elio Chacon. It was a liner. Chacon caught it, doubled Wills off second, tripled Gilliam off first, and it happened in the twinkling of an eye. The place went crazy. It was over 55,000 fans, the biggest crowd of the season that year in Major League Baseball, and my dad, who is legally blind, is sitting there hearing all of this and had no idea what happened because he couldn't really see. And when the noise sort of died down, he said, Lowly, what happened? And I remember feeling really touched that I could explain to my dad, there was a triple play and the Mets pulled it off. And he was so excited. At that point in the game, the Mets were up 4-3. Of course, Frank Howard was going to hit a home run later on and the Dodgers would win the game. But at that point, I was able to, it was the first triple play I'd ever seen in person. And I was able to tell my dad, the Mets pulled a triple play. And I told him what it was.
Lowell Cohn, our guest on Memories of the Game. Great baseball story. Now, when you get to the park, what's the anticipation like? You're going to see the Dodgers for the first time in person since 1958, and here are all these new fans, the Met fans.
That's a great question, because I have an answer for that. I was eager to see the Dodgers because I had grown up in Brooklyn, a Dodger fan, but at the same time, I was heartbroken. It's like if you have a girlfriend and she's jilted you, and now you're going to meet her at a cocktail party, although at that time, I was not going to cocktail parties. So I had completely mixed emotions. I was thrilled to see people like Wills and Willie Davis, but they weren't my Dodgers. My Dodgers were Gil Hodges, and he was now on the Mets. So there was a feeling of excitement. L.A., what did I know about L.A., but really wanting the Mets to kill them and feeling great about the triple play and desolate on my way home that the Mets had now dropped their 9th and 10th games in a row.
Well, thanks so much for that. Now, more coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.